I would like to call this meeting of the 2012 Board of Equalization meeting back to order. We have stood in recess since our last meeting date. And we will be ready in just a moment. Christy, our first appointment is? And we have multiple pieces of property?
Yes, Your Honor. No, sir. I'm sorry. I'm a lawyer. I'm used to standing here and saying yes, sir. Yes, sir. Not yet.
You're nice to those guys?
I am. Respectful and everything.
Well, we have, I believe, your parcels, and we want to start with the one that is on top. Is that where we're headed? Everybody got into it?
The two on top, I'm Sherry Harris. I'm an attorney. I represent Ms. Rose, who's here in person also. The two pieces of property on top are located in Branson. All three are located in Branson Hills.
Okay.
The top two properties are Gulf Front. The other piece of property labeled is number 54. Is across the street overlooking those two Gulf Front lots. So there is inherently a difference in value as because of the Gulf Front location of the top two lots. Ms. Rose comes today because everybody's telling her that she's paying too many taxes. And we got to looking, and I'm certainly not a real estate expert and in no way, shape, or form, and do appreciate Roger from the assessor's office spent a little bit of time with me Friday and went over some things, so I have a little bit basic knowledge, but still have a couple of questions. It's my understanding that this year was not an assessment year, that 2010 was, and that these top two lots, is 15 and 16, were assessed at $78,000 apiece.
By the Board of Equalization.
By the Board of Equalization. That's where they came. That's where they came up with that value.
Year, yeah.
And then next year they'll be reevaluated, and that will be based on what?
Market.
Market value. Okay. So when I see, and this is one of the things, when I see lot number 18 was listed for $37,000, I mean, we all know the market's tanked. That should be reflected somewhere on next year's assessment. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. There were some pieces of property located on I brought some pieces of property, ran some assessments off of some other pieces of property located right in that same area. And are y'all privy to those? Y'all have those? Okay. In particular, I'm looking at Branson Hills Development Phase 3 lots. Those are the same phase. Those are lots similar to and right around Miss Rose's lots, and I see an appraised value, assessed values, shouldn't I, sir? Assessed values of $54,000 down to $20,000. When hers is 78, I guess I'm confused about why that would be. I mean, it seems that there's a, I don't know if maybe that $54,000 may have a building on it. I mean, I would think it would be higher than that, but.
The way those lots are assessed in new subdivision is a developer is not put on at the market. Developer lots are not the same as individual purchased lots because developer lots still have the ability to be sold to a developer as 10 or 12 lots to build on.
Okay.
So we never put developer lots on at the same value until they sell. Once they sell, then they automatically go into market value.
Okay. So basically a developer, and it's fine with me, I'm all for development. So a developer, you don't hit him quite as hard because he may sell them as a phased, another planned development or something.
Sure.
Somebody else.
And then the other lot might be a BOE adjustment. There has been BOE adjustments in this subdivision.
Right.
But that's usually some kind of obsolescence factor of either a drainage problem. It's not quite the electricity and water and everything hadn't been provided.
Okay.
The BOE has made a few adjustments based on appraisals.
Okay.
As a general rule, all those lots should be the same. That's on fairways versus not on the golf course.
Right. Right. Totally agree with you there. So at this point for Ms. Rose, just based on appraisal value, there'll be no relief until next year.
That's correct.
Okay.
Unless these guys decide to do that.
Unless you decide to do that. And that brings us to my next question, and this I don't understand. She is a record-keeping fool, okay? If you want to know, she has the water slide there across from Walmart. If you want to know what the weather was 37 years ago on Thursday, you just call her, and she will tell you.
It was raining.
Okay? She has it. She will tell you how many rain days of every year. She is the almanac. Okay? She keeps, obviously, meticulous records. Every year, her taxes have gone up on this property, even though the value of this property has gone down. And that is of some concern to her because at some point, why keep it? I mean, it's...
Let me address that if I could.
Please.
Number one, what we're dealing with is the assessed value.
Yes.
And assessed value obviously is tied to taxes, mm-hmm. but we don't have any control over taxes because it's based upon the political subdivisions that particular piece of property falls within. So if, for example, the city raises their tax levy, or if what happened, I think it was a year ago, there was a senior tax levy that the voters put in the county, then people's taxes rise slightly. Not the valuation, but the taxes.
Right.
So it's really based upon the various taxes that are established by the political subdivisions. There could be a fire district, there could be a city, there could be developmentally
sure.
disabled, senior citizens tax,
school levies, I mean.
But the valuation... maybe I'm stating this improperly or incorrectly. We know hasn't changed since last year. It's correct?
That was set in 2011.
The BOE set that?
Yes.
Right, yes. Okay.
But if you look back at her historical values
yes.
on your page, you can see that 2008, she was at 950, which I'm guessing is a developer lot. And then in 2009, 300, it stayed at that for 2010, and then was increased again in 2011.
Yes.
So each assessment cycle, she was
It had followed the market. We followed the market on sales out there, basically. And actually, I set the values on those golf course lots at $100,000 for 2011. This BOE come in and changed that to $78,000 based on more information that had been provided them than the assessor had. So, yes, your assessed evaluation in Branson Hills went from developer to market value. At the time, we could see that the market, I think we put those on for around $50,000 every one of them. Golf course versus non-golf course. Everything went on at $50,000 in 2009, I believe it was.
It would have been 2008.
I
know she paid taxes in 2008 on it, so she bought it 2008. And it looks like it stayed level for 2009 and 2010.
Right.
With the exception of a couple of dollars.
And then when 11 came in with the new sales studies that showed, I mean, I've got the letters in my office where people were paying $100,000 for golf course lots out there. I'd changed it to what market said, and they came in and adjusted it back to the $78,000. They had the power to do that. So that's where the adjustments just came in. And then we had some of the lots that had million-dollar homes on them.
Sure.
And they were assessed at $50,000. Well, that didn't even show any responsibility of the assessor's office to have a $50,000 lot under a million-dollar home. So
sure.
That's where we come up with having to take the values up to market at that point in 2011. And the crush and the crunch and the what's happening out there has all occurred. And the process, we have that information, but we've got to wait till 13 as the statutes call for us to make any changes as the assessor.
So 15 years ago,
futuristic, I can anticipate taxes going up.
No.
No, they should go down.
They should go down.
If the market is supporting a $35,000 now, your assessment, the next assessment they do will go down. And it's going to depend on what the tax levy is going to be. As to what that 19%, right now it's 19%, it could go to 20 or 21, and that's where you're seeing the fluctuation.
Yeah, you get to a point where investment-wise, you think.
Right. I understand.
Okay. You pay cash for it, so you can't get
it
back to anyone. You just give it back to you all.
Now, we have no control over the assessments being applied to you out there. Now, a lot of folks call in, and they're all upset at the assessor's office here at the county because of their assessments applied by the association.
Oh, your POA dues. Yeah.
Well, it tends to push it above the limit for folks. And so we don't deal with that. We hope.
That's good. More people.
Well, my guess is, obviously, if the economy stays the same and if prices or our values are going down, that the assessor is going to be, in accordance with Missouri law, reassessing properties in the odd-numbered year. And then it's going to come back to the Board of Equalization following what job the assessor does.
Sure.
You can see the ones that are in red. Those are the lots that are approaching us from your subdivision for BOE. And your three, would you point those out again right there for me, Christy? Right there where the arrow is, I think. Right there. Mm-hmm.
And one across the street is 54. Mm-hmm. There's just two.
Is that
on
the golf
slider? That's right. There's just one, two on the golf course.
There's two, and then the red.
That but somebody next to you
is 54.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
15 and 16.
And so some of the equalization that you've done, the changes that you've made, are because properties maybe have a drainage ditch down the middle of them and are not buildable as such, or they're out past where the utilities have already been provided and put in, or there's a power line that where people
statutes
may not want to be.
Statutes give us a limited number of places where we can make decisions like that, and we are trying to do that.
So that's what's
well,
that's been
do
done.
Do you go out and walk the property? Or because these lots are... You know, I bought them pre-construction and got the two together because I thought at one time I would build out there. I'm not going to. And they kind of slant down, and you really need two lots to put a really good house on.
They had an adjustment last year where someone had come in and dozed a person's lot, just totally cleaned it up and on the wrong lot, and this BOE made the adjustment.
Rut-row.
Because this gentleman, the gentleman didn't want
that's
his lot
times
cleaned
for up. A tree, a rut-row.
So that type of thing occurs, and that's when the taxpayer sees these on our GIS and stuff, and it starts the thought that something.
Well, and someone at the Branson Hills development was trying to kind of take care of people, and apparently sent a mass letter out, and of course her taxes have been going up. And this is a piece of property she is concerned about, because now it is really beginning to cost her some money to keep it.
And you want to remember, in the district you're in, it's the cheapest district in Taney County. But when there's mass reductions in assessment, that doesn't mean your taxes is going to go down, because there's lots of room for that levy to go up, and that's done by your boards.
Okay.
So when you see a reduction in your assessment, and it is time to get excited,
yeah.
But don't have the belief that that's going to make your taxes go down.
That's when they're going
taxes
to
are a
levies.
Different thing.
So what is the save capital?
That doesn't have nothing to do with us here. Zero here.
Okay. Great.
Thank
you very much. We appreciate your time.
We are going to continue to look at these, and if there is something else that we do, we will notify you within a week's time.
Okay.
You know, what do you do if you decide, okay, this is a poor investment, I won't keep it anymore?
You donate it to the blonde.
I mean, they don't.
Or to the Humane Society and let them sell it and make money.
But no one wants it.
They'll want it. Trust me. Thanks. You can give it to me. Your lawyer. Your lawyer
will take $2
lots of Branson Hills. Just give it to me.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
We've held all these decisions until I guess at the end of the day or till. Are we meeting one more time after this?
Tomorrow.
We're meeting tomorrow?
What? Tomorrow?
No, we're not.
We don't have it.
No.
Yes. You said that if we needed to roll over into Tuesday, we could, and we need to.
I'm not going to be here.
How many? How many?
I'm not going to be here.
Actually, the applications, were, we took them through when? Friday?
Yeah.
How many
through
people?
Seven.
How many people do we have?
We have from 8 o'clock to 10:15, and then there is one at 1:30.
Yeah.
We're going to have a quorum here tomorrow.
I can't be here. I just got to be calling that guy and tell him.
I can't be here.
We're not going to have a quorum. We need to talk about this after a while. I'll split me up. Well, my first comment is, I wonder if we can take them this evening following what we've got booked for commission and wrap this up, if they can come in.
My question for you is, are we going to have an end of the session one anyway? A wrap-up meeting at the very end? Or we?
Well, we've got a lot of things that we haven't voted
right
on that we need to vote on. So we do need to do that. What's your suggestion?
I just get through this and then look at a wrap-up day. You know, have a few in the morning and then...
Are these folks local or are they phone calls or what are they? It's a combination. What does your Thursdays look like, guys? I know we're going to be here for probably a half day county commission anyway.
I'm fine with that.
That's... Well, while we stay on schedule, we'll look because we're pretty 7 minutes.
Let's put these three on hold. Is that all right?
Yep.
We'll come back. Or do you want to make a motion now? Anybody want to make a motion on these three properties? No. Okay.
On these that we're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we haven't made any motion on any of the other Branson Hills ones yet. Okay. We've held them all. And I don't know if we're going to do anything, but we've held the other ones from the first day also.
Christy, would you call the next?
Next we have Adams Enterprises.
We have a total of three lots now under Fattis Enterprises at Emerald Point.
Emerald Point, okay.
And we got the spreadsheet there that with Emerald Point's buying a lot of them lots back. The bottom line is, hey.
Sorry.
They were bought around $160,000, one of them. And the last one we bought at $25,000. But Emerald Point's been buying a lot of them in at $10,000. And there's all the documentation there.
Is that a house, I guess, right straight across the street from you? Right there?
Yeah, it appears to have a house on that. This is in the old part of Emerald Point. I say old part, but it's... they're basically carrying the values that the Board of Equalization set for those lots last year, after looking at all the sales that had occurred in 10 and provided there. The sales that these folks had brought in is relevant to 2013 based on Missouri state statute. And that's what I have to go by. Now the BOE
can do.
Could
you explain that to these individuals?
Yes. In 1986, the rotation of valuation by Missouri state statute, it was every odd-numbered year thereafter. Every even-numbered year was to retain the same value as the odd-numbered year, unless a sign of some kind of obsolescence, of a power line or drainage ditches or something of that nature. And so that's why the BOE set the values last year, and that's why we retain them through 2012.
Okay. I think I already knew that.
What's the value?
We just come to meet you all.
I see. Well, that's great.
What's the value we have on these three?
69.
On all three?
Yes.
And that is the average that we come up with, a median.
69.9.
There was a
69.9
on the entire deal, wasn't it?
Yes.
This is the one that Jeff next year wanted to look at, getting lowered, wasn't it, Jeff?
Yeah.
Didn't you mention the last year?
Yeah.
And I kind of agreed with you, but it wasn't nothing we could hardly do with the evidence that we had last year. But this would be another case where in 2013, January 1 of 2013, well then, as we look at this, the assessor will make the adjustments, and then we'll look at this entire subdivision again for either lowering. But as you sat here and heard, a lot of people misunderstand the taxes because of school districts and fire districts and senior taxes and all those things that have been, that the levy can go up and down on.
Yeah.
So.
You don't have any high lines on your property or anything like that?
No. No, that's nice. That's nice property. There's no problems.
Now, there is, I think, if we're looking at our map up there, you can see, isn't that kind of blasted off to build Samaras? Isn't there kind of a ledge line there where they've...
Going down, you mean?
Yeah, where they've shot that off and kind of filled the road with the blastings around through there, I think. But it's still got pretty good place up there on Shadow Ridge Drive. Where's your frontage at?
Well, the frontage is on Shadow Ridge.
That's what on the high side.
Yeah. But it goes down to the... goes clear down to the other below us, yeah.
Right.
Help me out, James.
Yes,
we
sir.
We are in a subdivision where the lots are valued, we believe, the same value throughout.
Right.
But we're watching as values are dropping, and there's no denying that that's happening. And I know that the developer, as stated by you, is reoffering lots at a considerably less, or people are, obviously, that have lots there. But we do reassessment every 2 years, correct?
That's correct. The decline in Emerald Point lots at this point in our studies, we have 48 sales, and it's just showing 59.9.
Mm-hmm.
That's including with the $10,000 sales versus we had a sale the other day come in at $73,000. So we have lots of sales that's showing a declining market, but I will have to say Emerald Point has held value better than many, many other subdivisions.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice place out there.
And
it's going to come back one of these days.
Yeah. But right now we're sitting at about 59.5, 59.9 based on 2013. Mm-hmm.
And we can't the state statute lower unless we have three different options, whether it's a mistake or
no problem.
Hopefully we can help you next year.
Hopefully values skyrocket back, wouldn't that
yeah.
be
yeah.
nice? And they're worth more than what you have got in them, hopefully.
Well, we're at the position where we got most less slope on these lots. Because I bought the first one, and then the other ones come available there, and yeah. bought them, and one just come on, and I bought for 25, where I thought, well, if somebody comes in there that really has some big bucks, and they want three lots, we can sell them all at one time.
Right, and you've got
because
a view.
That is a nice
right. location. And you've got a view of the lake there, don't you?
Oh, yeah. yeah. The clubhouse is just right down there.
Right.
It's a nice clubhouse. But like you're saying, people come in and buy at these higher prices, but they don't really know what
you're going to call them. Right. Right.
You're going to receive a notice from us within about 7 days as to the decision of the board. You're also going to be given an option, and that is if dissatisfied with that decision, you can appeal this to the State Tax Commission, which is not a big process. It's just a letter in. They come down here. They meet here. Generally, it's at the judicial facility, isn't it?
Yes.
Which would give you another opportunity to sit with the state organization that we answer to. But sometimes they make decisions other than what they tell us we can make. So I'm just giving you that. Well, I'm just saying that that's an option, and we're going to send that to you in the mail.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do you have a motion on the Emerald Point lots?
Did we vote on those last time?
We've already looked at some of those this year and left them, didn't we? Or didn't we vote on them?
That's what I'm looking to see if we...
Pass for Smith.
Well, I thought we did.
I think we did vote on that. Motion to deny BOE numbers ending in 0057, 0058, and... 0059.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to deny request for appeal on BOE numbers ending in 0057, 0058, and 0059. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay. Motion carries. Christy, so that I'm sure what I'm telling people, we are in closing within their notification, the BOE or the State Tax Commission process.
Yes.
Thank you. Is it Guru Enterprises?
Yes.
Is that next? Would you all like to join us? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, my name is Xavier Sanai. I'm basically Dave Singh. He's the owner of the property. First of all, I'd like to thank you, all of you that take your time to see this. And I really appreciate that. This is my first time, so I have no idea where to start. And the main reason, basically, we are applying for it, that, as every one of you know, that on February 28th, after the tornado, basically, destroyed most of the properties. And the property is not to be renovated or something, so basically, it was, according to the city also, that's the best way to do, just demo the whole building. We submitted, last Friday, a couple of pictures of the structure no longer there. Right now, all we can see is empty lot. And we really appreciated that if you take your time, that if you could reevaluate, and so that if you can help reduce the taxes for the property, we really appreciate it.
Now, this is the old Hi-Ho Motel?
Yes, it is. It was, and then later they changed to Rio Moran.
Right.
Okay, but since they bought the property.
And you paid $1.1 million when you purchased?
Yes.
And the Board of Equalization, I think, had heard this case, and they had actually lowered it to $780,000 maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
But that's not the question here. This is demolition because of tornado damage. The value is not in question.
Yes. Okay. It's not there. Basically, right now, all we got is a vacant lot.
I see.
Since, February 28th.
Can I, James, and I got clarification from
Darius.
Darius. They did not touch commercial properties. Okay. I know it's what you're saying, but the email I got, so I sent another email back. They were occupancy county also, so they took care of all the residential, but did not touch any commercial structures.
Okay.
That's what they, so.
Do you want to explain that, or do you, why? James, what he's referring to is the tornado that took place in Joplin?
No.
No, Branson. We know where your property is.
Okay,
he was referring back to that.
Got it, yeah.
We have been questioning the Missouri law that is currently in existence. And it allows us to address residential properties that are damaged either by a tornado or flood, acts of God, not commercial property.
I see.
So there's a what's the best way to put this?
Hitch in the law.
There's a law that has not been enacted that should have been enacted.
I see.
Yeah.
So we checked with the Joplin area to see how they handled this. That's what Jim was just referring to. And one of their commissioners has notified us that they, too, did not touch the commercial properties. Now, the assessor can go in on January 1st in the reassessment year and bring this completely back to just the vacant land. He can come, am I right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And obviously, that's my assumption of exactly what's going to happen.
Okay.
We are still questioning
for this year
what to do here. If, in fact, we follow what has been told to us is Missouri law, we would deny your request, but then we would give you the opportunity, and you statutorily you would have the opportunity to go immediately to the State Tax Commission. I say immediate. You can appeal immediately. It'll be probably fall or early in the new year.
Yeah, it'll probably fall after January 1.
But they would come down here. They're the ones that oversee us, and then they would hear this case. Now, we are trying to make an issue of the fact that there's a hole in the law that they have not given us the ability to take care of what we feel we should be able to take care of.
I see.
I personally feel that this property needs to be lowered. And I think that each person sitting up here feels exactly the same way. But as has been pointed out to us by the State Tax Commission, we need to follow the laws that they've given us to follow. And have I misstated that, guys?
Yes, sir.
You're exactly right. It's just a...
Yes. Because the rental property, this first 2 months, that's the pretty much the dead month,
right,
January and February, and then the property no longer exists.
We're looking for a way, like John was saying, we're looking for ways to help you and help all the commercial properties affected, but right now we haven't found a mechanism to do that legally.
I understand you.
So we have multiple properties that come before us and say, It doesn't exist. It's not there.
Yes.
In the province, since it's commercial, the laws aren't.
Then they
do not let us touch them. So what we're doing is we talked to the city of Joplin to see how they handled it.
Okay.
And they did the same. They had the same problem we did.
I see.
Or has the same problem we do. So.
Yeah,
right now, did we even vote on the last one? We waited to the end. So. There's nothing. I mean, right now we haven't voted on the other one, but there's nothing really we found that we can do.
We were waiting on that
email
back from Darius on what everyone knows it's wrong, but the law will not allow us to do something.
I understand that. All right.
Lynn, would you remind me and make this part of our notes that I believe that this board should send a formal protest to the state? We have not done that. I think it would be good if it came from this board and if it came from the county commission. Believe me, if we can find a way, we're going to try to help you.
I really appreciate it.
And right now we don't know what that will be, but we haven't given up on it.
Thank you so much once again. taking the time to meet with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry. Basically, that we will hear, probably send us some kind of...
We will notify you within a week.
Yes.
That would be wonderful. Great. And have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
My question, James, was this. When he said that January and February were dead months, was he not operating in his age? Maybe he was not operating in his age.
I don't even know whether they were open or not, but that's general rule as of motels. Hotels' valuation is considered that they're closed 3 months or 4 months out of the year anyhow.
I'm looking for that loophole for
I know.
These damaged commercial
properties. I know. Believe me, I've been looking.
I know. They all seem to fall basically right in that area.
Yes. I would say if they can show any kind of revenue at all, it would plug that loophole.
If they can't?
Yeah. If they can't, then that might be the question.
Are you Mr. Winslow?
Yes, I am.
We're ready to meet with you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Winslow, I might be able to cut this short. Mr. Winslow has presented a current appraisal, and I would make a recommendation to this board that we set the value of Mr. Winslow's home at what the appraiser has brought in, a value of $189,000, I believe. $189,500.
So moved on the assessor's recommendation.
Okay, second for discussion.
A motion has been made and seconded to reduce the value of BOE parcel ending in the four numbers 0061 to $189,500. Discussion.
Is this a new purchase? Is that why we're doing this?
I think it is.
Yes.
Okay, that's the first thing.
And then new purchase.
And is that satisfactory?
That's satisfactory to me, sir.
Okay. I just want to make sure. I was trying to figure out how fast. Yeah.
Right.
Gentlemen, is there more discussion or questions?
When was the purchase? March?
March 7th.
March 7th.
Appraisal was March 12th. There wouldn't have been no fluctuation in the market from January 1 to March.
Okay.
That value is $189,500, is that what you said?
Yes, that's what the appraiser has as his market value.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. You'll also receive confirmation of that from the county clerk's office.
Okay.
We're shooting for within a week.
Great.
All right.
Thank you very much for your time.
Have a good day.
All right.
Could I ask you gentlemen another question or two?
Yes, sir.
Were you not open at all in January or February?
He did open.
He did open?
Yes. Yes, he did. He was not even until the 28th.
Okay. We're just looking for something.
Right.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You want to recess for 15 minutes since we're 15 minutes ahead, or you want to talk about
the next rule? Thing that came in my hand was it says add to Roe's appeal. Is that something? Was that evident?
That was earlier.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. That's the first one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me about this letter from Mr. Titchener. Let's stand in recess until the next property owner, and that's scheduled at what time?
9 o'clock.
9 a.m.